Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're joined today on Share Talk by Paul Johnson, Metal NRG on the Next Exchange. You okay, Paul?
Yes, absolutely fine, Alex. How are you?
It's nice to catch up with you again.
Well, it's been a little while, but we've been beavering away in the background, as always.
I know, every time I try and contact you, you're always in the bush.
Yeah, I'm not hiding.
I know you're not. You're always overseas.
It's been quite busy. Well, I've always adopted the ethos that if you want to get things done, you want to do transactions and so on, then you've got to get out and about and meet people. It's no use just being sat behind a computer and a desk all day long. So we've been really getting around a lot and seeing lots of different people and new opportunities. And we've made some serious progress, which has been kind of evidenced from the first announcement that we made with Metal NRG related to cobalt.
You said coal, cobalt, copper, lithium and uranium, but cobalt, why the interest in that?
Well, because we're a small company listed on what some people would consider to be a lower tier exchange, the Next Exchange. Now, I would say, of course, is when we chatted at UK investor back in April, that the Next Exchange is lining itself up to be the resource exploration exchange. It's certainly in the UK and maybe on a wider basis, because the larger exchanges like AIM have really gone cold on new resource exploration IPOs and RTOs. They want the big mining projects that are already in production and so on. So, but Next is saying, hey, we will look at exploration plays, and they're building a resource business. So what I wanted to make sure, though, because we are on Next and because we are a new company, we have to capture the market's attention. Now, amongst the energy metals and minerals that we're focused on, the one metal that stands out dramatically from the whole lot is cobalt. Based on the price movements of recent times, a year or so ago, the price of cobalt was $24,000 a ton, and it's more than doubled over the last year. The supply demand dynamics going forward are very favorable for the price to continue to remain high, and potentially some people think it's going a lot higher. So that's the kind of area where we want to be focused. I wouldn't like to get involved with cobalt if it was just a two-week wonder, but it's been very, very positive for quite some time now. And as I say, the forward supply demand dynamics look like it may well stay that way for quite some time.
I think a lot of people realise what cobalt's used for. They don't realise it's in high demand.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially the big thing that seems to drive it at the moment is the battery technology.
Exactly.
And obviously that's appearing all over and growing in terms of demand. So unlike certain other commodities that tend to have these temporary, you know, major spikes in price, there is a really interesting forward supply demand dynamic that could help the price going forward. So if you look at Australia's had a little bit of a cobalt kind of boom. If you look at the UK, typically it tends to track behind in terms of the market, track behind these major booms. We certainly track behind the lithium blowout, and we're tracking behind the cobalt blowout. So I think there's space in the markets for small market capitalization companies focusing on some of these very exciting commodities that go into exciting technologies. So that's really where we're moving ourselves right now.
Not being disrespectful, it's like grassroots again. You're restarting from scratch, for better use of a word.
What, being stuck in the office at 7:10 with no one, you know, here,
no
all
friends.
By myself? Yeah, just me and Lady Gaga.
No, just, you know, you obviously, you passed.
Oh, I didn't tell you about Lady Gaga before. That's my secret. It is. It's like MTR in the early-ish days when we were desperately trying to build the business. and looking at lots of different opportunities. So we are kind of at it again, or I'm at it again, in terms of building this business from ground up. This is the exciting point, really. This is where you decide in the future of the company. You're bringing on projects, working with some good people on the board. As you know, I've got Christopher Latila Campbell, the chairman, who's super enthusiastic, been involved with the company for 10 years. Christian Schaffaletsky from Kibo Mining and Eurasia Mining. And then also, of course, Mr. Heddle from Greatland Gold. So we've got a great team on MNRG, and it's starting to build now a lot of momentum.
You've got a good team around you. I know Mr. Heddle well, and I've met him. He's doing really well at the moment, as you know, with Greatland Gold. So where do you, so at the moment, are you going to look? What's the company going to look at? So you're going to concentrate on cobalt, or are you looking at other assets?
Well, at the moment, we've got a pipeline of different things, but the one that tends to stand out the most is the cobalt pipeline. I've got to be careful what I say. I think there is a very strong argument that we perhaps should focus on cobalt, because we've had lots of feedback from people who've seen our initial cobalt transaction. There isn't really a cobalt focused small cap company on the London markets that people can focus on. I've watched my former mining maven colleague Malcolm Palais with Coincilium taking that company from a first placing of a penny a few months ago all the way up to currently 4.5p. And he's done it because that business is blockchain focused. The price of Bitcoin, not exactly the same thing, but the price of Bitcoin has gone up a lot. A lot of interest in blockchain companies, and people have been driven to buy his shares on NEX. In our case, we want the similar kind of effect. So if we created a cobalt focused business, there isn't much competition for us, and we could create a scenario where people are driven to buy the stock on next, which is exactly what you want to create that demand and drive the price higher. So possibly we might focus on cobalt, yeah.
Because I'm looking there, I can see the connection with Australia, the cobalt exploration in your last RNS. So I'm looking at the connection there. I don't know if I'm making the right connection.
Well, we're going, at the moment we're looking, obviously Australia, we're looking to expand what we've started in Australia from a cobalt perspective. We're looking at properties in the US, United States, for cobalt. We're looking at Canada for cobalt. All safe jurisdictions. And that's interesting because a lot, from a cobalt perspective, there's a lot of focus on the DRC. And there's a bit of concern about the supply chain from a cobalt perspective from that part of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So we think good quality cobalt opportunities in safe jurisdictions is probably a very good way to go. And certainly we hope that if that ultimately transpires, perhaps that we do focus on the cobalt side of things for a while. We hope and think that will drive people to take a look at our shares and potentially buy a few, which is the game, of course, is to get the share trading as quickly as possible.
What do you say about the next exchange? Because people are always complaining it's hard for them to press a button, basically, to buy. What would you say about that?
Oh, well, that's changing because more and more brokers will be coming online so people can buy online. I think by the end of 2017, there'll be a much bigger number of larger brokers that are offering online trading. You can buy the shares online with ShareDeal Active, which is a Jarvis platform. You can also buy the shares with the Share Center based in Aylesbury through their platform. So there's a variety of other brokers on the NEXT Exchange website where people can do telephone trades. The key is to get online trading. So the more brokers that come online, the better. And that will happen, I think, or start to happen proper by the end of this year. The exchange itself, the rules that they employ are far more conducive to building a business aggressively from a small cap perspective, because they don't run the same onerous and completely, in some cases, irrational rules that AIM does with regard to class tests. So if you're a small market cap company with a small amount of gross assets, then it's very difficult to do acquisitive transactions without causing or triggering a reverse takeover, which results in a massive amount of money going to accountants, lawyers, and technical competent people, rather than in the ground and pushing the business forward. Because you're constantly tripping these valuation class tests, you don't have the same mechanisms on NEX. Instead, on NEX, you have a scenario where the transactions that you undertake are tested, as it were, against whether they're a fundamental change of your business, whether they cause change of management control, or whether they cause a change of voting control. And it's far more sensible. So it means you can do a lot more deals. So from a resource management perspective, or resource company perspective, NEX is fabulous, very receptive, open arms. From a structural perspective of how you manage the business and whether you can do deals, they are far better than AIM. They are open to resource companies rather than closed, particularly those at the early stage of development. And they're really eager to build and grow the business with better online trading and so on and so forth. So I think they are going to be a massive competitor to the AIM marketplace very, very soon. And that's why we're looking, that's why we're listed on the NEX exchange. We're going to stay here for a while, because if this thing comes off in the way that we think it will, then we'll definitely want to stay, full stop.
I went to the share awards the other week in London. I think it was 150 million market cap down the way. And I was talking to the CEO from the NEX exchange. And that was exactly what I spoke to him about. I said to him, you need to make it easier for the public to be able to trade. If they had Hargreaves or Lansdowne on there, somebody like that, it would, or Barclays, it would make a big difference to their platform.
Oh yeah. Well, I think, without giving too much away, that's going to be happening. But if you look at where the exchange is now, actually, you can go back 8 or 9 years when I first was getting more proactively involved in the resource space. The ISDX, as it was then called, or Plus Markets, I think, actually, before that, was quite a hotbed for small cap resource exploration companies. And they did rather well, in fairness. But that seemed to kind of die away for a while. And Plus Markets became ISDX, became NEX, NEX Exchange. But now they've really started to focus on getting the liquidity levels up, getting proper connections with the online traders. They've got the right technology in place. They're pushing forward. I think they're going to be a cracking competition to the AIM marketplace. And I certainly hope they become so.
I'll tell you what, we were actually at the NEX exchange, our last visit in London, and they've got a brilliant setup in there. So maybe in the future, with the likes of yourself and maybe a couple of other companies, you might consider doing a show with Share Talk at the next exchange.
Oh, we'd love to.
That'd be great.
Just let me know when to turn up.
No problem. I know what you're like. Just to pick up on the cold vault, we published an article, I think it was around the 5th of June, on Share Talk's website, and it basically showed a 24-week straight high. So basically it went in 24 weeks from just under $22,000 to $55,000, and that's how much it's risen, cobalt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable turnaround.
Absolutely. No, it's been particularly good. You've gone up from probably about 130% in the last year. The chart is very, very impressive, but you're always concerned about entering into these things too late when everything's about to come crashing down. It's what's piqued our interest is just the forward supply demand dynamic, which we think makes this quite an interesting scenario for us. And also because even though cobalt is hot in places like Australia, it's not that hot over here yet. And there is a real interest amongst investors who are aware of the lithium cycle and the battery technology situation in getting an exposure to this. And if we can provide that exposure, it will be fabulous.
That's the way the market's going. Like you said, lithium in batteries, it's the electric vehicle. That's the buzzword at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could be in a good place, Bob.
Yeah, one hopes so.
Thanks very much for taking time, Todd. And it is 7:20 on a Tuesday evening in the United Kingdom, and you're still in the office.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's going to be this way for a little while, but it's well worth it because some of the stuff that we're doing at the moment is fabulous, some of the best ever, and I've signed a few deals in my limited time, and some of them have been fabulous, like the MTR Botswana deal, the Thai deal in MTR, and the stuff that we did in the early days with Greatland, and I'm hugely excited now by what's going on. Of course, people won't engage necessarily with that message easily until they see a share price go up 5 times, but that's life. In the meantime, we are pushing ahead like a steam train.
I used to come around and visit you guys when Metal Tiger was early doors, and obviously I've seen you at the investor shows 2015 and so on. And I watched that story. Well, I followed it, and I watched it unfold. So it'll be interesting watching this one with you.
I hope so. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks very much for your time. It's much appreciated.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.